No further ado, call upon the Rav.
First of all, I would like to thank Rabbi Singer for inviting me here today. Shmuelik Befonov, the Ashwa that he's having on the community itself, Shmuelik Befonov, it's a Gavaldika. It's always good to be part of a community that's constantly steiging, striving to strike. It's a beautiful sviva. Today's topic of Yad Hashem is going to be Isaac B'mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah. I don't know how much of the Elam has had the opportunity to learn the sugyas, but basically there's a concept if someone's in the middle of performing a mitzvah, whatever it may be, he's preoccupied, and another mitzvah comes his way, Isaac B'mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah, he continues with the first mitzvah that he's doing, and he doesn't do the second mitzvah. One of the examples that was given in Chazal, which in Bava Kama, it's actually a few places in Shas, is a Shomer Aveda, someone who finds a lost article, has a responsibility, Minatayri, he has a responsibility to watch that item. He's considered a Shomer Aveda. And the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef says that he's considered a Shomer Sochi, he's considered a paid worker, he's considered a paid watchman to watch this item. Where's his schar? Where's his pay? Well, he's being Isaac B'mitzvah. When he takes care of the item, he shateach it, he airs it out, he constantly takes care of this item, so he's now he's preoccupied with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And therefore, if an ani would come his way and ask for tzedakah, he doesn't have to give that ani tzedakah because he's in the middle of taking care of the Aveda. So he ends up profiting the amount of money he would have otherwise had to pay the ani. Let's say he would have given the ani a dollar. So now he saved that dollar. So that is his schar. It's an indirect schar, but that's his form of payment. He gained the dollar that he didn't have to give to the ani, and with that, he's a paid watchman. And he has a responsibility. He's a greater responsibility. He's not a shomer chinuch. He's not a regular watchman. He's a shomer socha, which is now chayfa gneva vaveda. It's a greater degree of shmira. This concept we find in many places in Shas, this concept that if you're being Isaac ben mitzvah and a ani comes to collect tzedakah, you don't have to give that ani tzedakah. Mm-hmm. You're being Isaac ben mitzvah, you're potem in a mitzvah. The $1 million question is, and this everyone is bothered by this question, as we know that there's a concept of Isaac ben mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, that's for sure. But does that work on a loisase? Does that work on doing isurim? If a person is in the middle of shaking a lulav, so now he's allowed to eat treifas? He's allowed to eat chaza? He's being oisik b'mitzvah. So he's potem in a mitzvah. See, now he's allowed to eat chaza because he's being oisik b'mitzvah. Certainly not, right? There's no such concept, right? Oisik b'mitzvah just tells you that you're potem in any other mitzvah sase, but doesn't give you a right to be over isurim. Well, by tzedakah, unbeknownst to many, tzedakah is not just a mitzvah saseh. Tzedakah actually has two mitzvahs leisaseh in the Torah. There are two lavim associated with tzedakah in the Torah. Leisa'ameitz and leisikpoitz. It's two separate lavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us that if an ani comes to us, we cannot hold back. We cannot be tight-fisted. We have to give the ani the tzedakah. And chulila v'chason who's nichshal and doesn't give the ani the tzedakah, besides the mitzvah saseh, is over two isurei deraisa of a loy saseh. So how does the concept of Isaac mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah work over here? Because he's being Isaac in the mitzvah of, let's say, Hashavas Aveda, so now he could be over isurim? He could hold back and not give the ani tzedakah? How could that be? This kasha is asked by many, many achrayim. What is going on in this sugya? How does it work? Isaac ben mitzvah, potem in mitzvah over here, if there are really lavim involved. And there are many terutzim given to this kasha, and from these terutzim we have chidushim coming out of the sugya of Isaac ben mitzvah, potem in mitzvah. But I just want to share with the other two basic terutzim that the achrayim give. One terutz is from the Prima Godim, in the Chuvis Beis Yitzchak, their mechadish, amazing chiddush, their mechadish, that the concept of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah applies not only to assays, but even to loisa assays, provided it's a loisa assay b'shev al tasa. It's a type of a loisa assay that I'm passively being oiva. If it's a loisa assay that I'm kumva assay being oiva, proactively being oiva, I'm eating chaza, chulila v'chaz. Avad oisik b'mitzvah is not going to work for that. But if it's, I'm doing nothing, and with that, I'm being over the loisa aseh, so then, yes, oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah will work on those loisa aseh as well. When a person doesn't give tzedakah, and he sits back, he's not proactively being over the loisa aseh, he's passively being over the loisa aseh. He's just not doing what he's supposed to be doing. So in that respect, this type of loisa aseh really resembles an aseh. Just like an essay, I'm supposed to be doing something. The loisa aseh is also saying, don't sit back because you got to do something. So it's like an essay. It's a loisa aseh, but it resembles the essay. Memelo, they want to be mechadish at the halach of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, works even on a loisa aseh, which is v'shev al tasa. A chiddush, amazing chiddush. Now we could apply it then to other forms of loisa aseh in the Torah that are shav al tasa. They hold that oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, we'll work on that too. That's one basic teretz to this kasha. Share with the Olam another fundamental teretz. Many Achronim would like to say it's based on the Tosfos and Kedushin. Tosfos and Kedushin is mechadish that we find concepts by Shavuos Aveda and other mitzvahs in the Torah, where the Torah gives you an asay and a loisa asay for the very same mitzvah, for the very same thing. We get an asay and a loisa asay. And Tosfos, Ramban, it's really machlokes. But some Rishonim are mechadish that in such cases where the loisa aseh is not a standalone, it's not all by itself, it really comes together with the aseh, those loisa aseh, you're really supposed to attach it, that those loisa aseh are really telling you, you better keep the aseh. Loisa ametz, v'leisik b'itzas yadecha, don't be tight-fisted. Why? Because nosein titen, you better give money to the oni. It's not a freestanding loisa aseh, just stam that you have an issa. The whole loisa aseh's objective is to strengthen the aseh. You better give tzedakah. Not only better give tzedakah, because if you don't, you have a loisa aseh, because you don't stand back. You better give tzedakah. The whole loisa aseh in such cases are only to strengthen the aseh. And memeila, they want to say, to the extent that oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah will patur you from the mitzvahs aseh, the underlying mitzvahs aseh tzedakah, you will be patur from, the memeva, the loisa aseh of tzedakah falls away. The whole loisa aseh was that you better be careful, you better give money, you better nosein titen, you better give that tzedakah, because if not, loisik b'mitzvah tzedakah, you're going to be over the lav associated with that aseh. It's all just to strengthen the aseh. So hey yois, oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah takes care of the aseh. So there's no loisa aseh. I mean, they hold that really oisik b'mitzvah will not be a patur for a loisa aseh, even a loisa aseh b'shev al tasa. But these loisa asehs by tzedakah are unique, that the whole loisa aseh is dependent on the aseh. Whenever there's an aseh, you got the loisa aseh. If there is no aseh, then you don't have the loisa aseh. Well, since oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah takes care of the aseh, then memeila, there's no loisa aseh associated anymore. It's a chiddush, another different way of looking at it. It means it's a chiddush in the hilchos tzedakah, that the whole loisa aseh tzedakah is all pegged on the aseh of tzedakah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, just halacha lemaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman, kleza chakira, based on these type of lamdis, Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to know, we have a concept, Leleinu, if his own's an oining, he lost a close relative. The halacha is that he's part of min ha-mitzvahs. Doesn't put on tefillin, doesn't even make brachas. He's part of min ha-mitzvahs. But a loisa aseh is now let it be over. He's now let it chaza. Just because he's an oining doesn't give him a right to eat chaza, right? So Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to know, what would be if a ani comes to an oining for tzedakah? Does he have to give tzedakah or not? On the ASA, he's potter from the ASA because he's an oinin. But the tzedakah has a lois haseh, two lois haseh is associated with it. Maybe he's not allowed to be over the lois haseh, so he would have to give the tzedakah. Or no, maybe we say that this lois haseh is different because it's only b'shav al taseh, or this lois haseh is different because it's only to strengthen the haseh, and to the extent that nainin is part on the haseh, so if he part on the lois haseh. The end of the day, Shlomo Zalman is not machriya. He's mesupik if an einin is chayiv in hilchas tzedakah, and mitzvah tzedakah or not. How do we done these lois haseh? How do we done this concept? Just like we find over here, Isaac b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah will take care of it. Maybe hu adin for a nainin might also be patur for tzedakah. All right, let's talk about a little more prevalent halacha l'maisa, about where these concepts come into our lives. I don't know what it is in Passaic, but Baruch Hashem in Lakewood, on any given day, you have at least, I don't know, half a dozen or more people coming around during Shacharis collecting tzedakah. So let's say I'm right smack in the middle of Shema Yisrael. And now Anani's like tapping me on my shoulder, tzedakah, tzedakah. Do I stop and give him tzedakah or not? If I don't give him tzedakah, I blew an assay, a couple of assays, I blew two lois assays. On the other hand, I'm in the middle of saying Shema, what should I do? Should I be mafsik? You're not supposed to be mafsik in Shema. You have to have kavan in Shema. What are you going to do? So l'chayra, you would say, based on these sugyas, that oisik b'mitzah is patur min ha-mitzah. To the extent I'm middle of saying Shema, I'm being oisik in a mitzah d'araisa, so that will be the patur. I don't have to give the tzedakah on you. Oisik b'mitzah is patur min ha-mitzah. Very simple. However, there's a tzlach in brachas, and of Yedzayinu Mebeis, the tzlach is mechadish. He suggests that you know when oisik b'mitzah patur min ha-mitzah is when the two mitzvahs are the same, are comparable. They're both in the same strength. So mitzvah A, I'm preoccupied with mitzvah A, and that already takes care of, okay, I could ignore mitzvah B. But if the second mitzvah is greater than the first mitzvah, then the tzlach says you won't have the concept of oisik b'mitzah patur min ha-mitzah. For example, the tzlach suggests that we have a concept that sometimes the mitzvahs which are considered a mitzvah hashava b'koil, and there's some type of mitzvah that's a mitzvah she'ena shava b'koil. What does that mean? A mitzvah hashava b'koil means a mitzvah that's nageah to everyone. It's shava b'koil. Everyone is responsible. Everyone is obligated to do that mitzvah. Then you have mitzvahs which are ena shava b'koil. Let's say, not everyone is mechuyev to do it. A mitzvah's kahuna. Only kohanim have to do it. Or mitzvah's asei shazman groma. Only men do it. Women aren't mechuyev to do. Women aren't mechuyev to shake a lulav. Women aren't mechuyev to hear tekiyah shayfa. Those mitzvahs are mitzvahs she'ena shava b'kol. Shema is a mitzvah she'ena shava b'kol. We're mechuyev. The men are mechuyev in Shema, but ladies are not mechuyev in Shema. So it's not such a strong mitzvah. It's a mitzvah she'ena shava b'kol. Tzedakah, on the other hand, is shava b'kol. Everyone is mechuyev to give tzedakah. Men, women, everyone mechuyev to give tzedakah. Kahanim, Levim, Israelim. There's no exception to the rule. Everyone's mechuyev to give tzedakah. So now you're faced with a mitzvah that you're doing, which is Shema, which is a mitzvah, she'ena shava b'koil. It's not such a chosh of a mitzvah, whatever that means. But obviously Shema is very chosh, but it's not. It's a enu shava b'koil. And now you're faced with a mitzvah of tzedakah, which is a mitzvah shava b'koil. The tzlach says a mitzvah she'ena shava b'koil cannot patur you from a mitzvah shava b'koil. So according to the tzlach, you would have to stop kriya Shema to give tzedakah. Because you're being oisik in a mitzvah she'ena shava b'koil, and that doesn't take care of tzedakah, which is a mitzvah shava b'koil.
Can you explain those two terms again, shava b'koil?
A mitzvah shava b'koil means a mitzvah which is shava, which is equal b'koil for everyone. It applies to everyone, we're all responsible, we're all obligated to the mitzvah. Mitzvah she'ena shava b'koil means mitzvah that we're not all responsible to do. The Torah wants only certain individuals to do, men, not women, Kohanim, not Yisraelim. Shema is a mitzvah she'ena shava b'koil. Women aren't responsible to do it. Tzedakah is a mitzvah shava b'koil. So memeila would come out, according to the tzlach, we have to stop kriya Shema and give the tzedakah. However, there's a mafurish tesis not like the tzlach. Tesis in Shruis, which was on the syllabus, tesis in Shruis, mendalat amid beis, takes on for granted that if somebody is in the middle of Tekiyas Shoifa, he doesn't have to give tzedakah. Tekiyas Shoifa, only men are mechuyev in Tekiyas Shoifa, not women. So Tekiyas Shoifa is a mitzvah she'eina shava b'kayil. And yet Taisis accepts for pshitas. Taisis accepts. Very simple. Tzedakah is not limited to money. Tzedakah could even be to anything, food and drink. In fact, probably the better tzedakah probably would be with food and drink. Because you care more for the person. Yeah, sure. Yeah. In fact, if you have an onin knocking a door, we do this all the time, and you offer him to come inside and give him a drink, he's excited. He's mamish. He's been walking around in the heat. He's knocked out. And all of a sudden, you're giving him a drink. He never had time to get the drink. Yeah, even if you carry along the drink with him, it was already hot. You're mamish mechaya mason with that drink. You're also doing something else. You're really mechaya his nefesh, because till now, he views himself as nebuch, a needy person, like his sort of a number. And when you bring him in and you give him something to drink, you're showing him that he's a human being. And that gives him so much strength, more than the orange juice. It gives him so much strength to go on. And you help him with his tzedakah. He'll have more koiches to collect tzedakah too. With a little drink. It's a no-brainer. Try it. You'll see what you do to the person. It takes 3 minutes, and you mamish mechayim meisim. You and Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha will mechayim meisim with that one drink. It's amazing what you could do. Anyway, but getting back to here. So Taisis Nemzon, that with Tekiyas Shoifa, if a person blows the Shoifa, he's Oisik B'mitzah, he's potter from tzedakah. Tekiyas Shoifa, only men are obligated to do, not women. So it's a mitzah she'ein shava b'kol. Yet Taisis Nemzon, he accepts for a pshitas, that if you're in the middle of doing Tekiyas Shoifa, then you will be potter from tzedakah. So then, according to Taisis, if you're in the middle of Kriyishma, then you should be potter from giving tzedakah. There's another chiddush amongst the Akronim. There's a Shem Aryeh in the Tshuva. Here's actually a couple of places, but in Yeridei Samakdal, it has a number of places. He said in three different places, the Shem Aryeh is Mechadish. Again, similar reasoning of the Tzlach, but from a different angle. That they have to be comparable mitzvahs. Namely, if I'm doing a mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveroi, it could take care of another mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveroi. If it's a mitzvah that's between me and my friend, I should do chesed, whatever it is, it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi, so that could take care of another mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi. If it's only a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, it's just a mitzvah between me and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, mitzvah's lulav. I'm not helping anyone out when I shake the lulav, but it's a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, that type of mitzvah could only take care of another mitzvah ben adam l'makom. But it can't go as so far to take care of another mitzvah which is also ben adam l'chaveroi. You have to understand that every mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi underlying in the mitzvah is also mitzvah ben adam l'makom. Every mitzvah, when I have to give tzedakah, besides helping out my fellow yid, I'm also keeping a mitzvah that Hashem wanted me to keep. So doing that, is every mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi also has a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. So the Shem Aryeh says, maybe only hashavas aveda, I'm helping out a friend, I'm returning his lost item, so that's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi. That will take care of another mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi like tzedakah. But kriyishma, which is only mitzvah ben adam l'makom, I'm not helping anyone out when I say shma, that won't take care of a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi. That won't take care of tzedakah. So according to the Shem Aryeh, you would have to stop kriyishma and give tzedakah, because shma is a mitzvah ben adam l'makom only, and tzedakah is also a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi. However, the Shem Aryeh is also against this very same Taisis. The Taisis who says that by Tekiyas Shoifa patters you from mitzvah tzedakah, and Tekiyas Shoifa is also only a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, you're not helping anyone out when you're listening to Shoifa, or when you blow your own Shoifa. And yet Taisis says that if you're doing Tekiyas Shoifa, you will be patter from tzedakah. So you see from Taisis that a mitzvah ben adam l'makom is also enough to take care of even a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi. So again, with Taisis in mind, even if when you're saying Shema, even if an ani is coming to you, you would be potter from giving tzedakah, even though Shema is only a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, and tzedakah is a greater mitzvah, we'll call it, because it's even a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi. Should mention that there is a Shitas HaRidva Her Tevah holds that when we have this concept of Isaac ben Mitzvah, Pata min HaMitzvah, it's not just a patur. It's not just, okay, I don't have to do the next mitzvah. The Ritva goes so far to say that there's even an Isser involved. How could you stop what you're doing and take on another mitzvah? Right now you're middle doing a mitzvah, and to the extent that the next mitzvah you're not obligated to do, because Isaac ben Mitzvah is part of a mitzvah, so he calls it, it's like a reshus, it's something that you're not obligated to do, it's only voluntary, it's something that you're just a reshus to do, it's not an obligation, the Torah is not being mechayiv you to do it, because you're already Isaac in the first mitzvah. So how could you stop doing something that you're obligated to do to take on something that you're not obligated to do? So the Ritva says it's not only it's a ptur, it's actually an issa. Isaac ben mitzvah is usa to do another mitzvah. If you're doing one mitzvah, you're not allowed to do a second mitzvah. So it's not just when you're in the middle of Shema, don't you have to give the ani tzedakah? It's actually usa to give the ani tzedakah. Because if you're being Isaac in Shema, you have no right to stop that and being Isaac and something else, which is considered not an obligation, because Isaac is a mitzvah, batam in a mitzvah. Rav Sternbach, Shlita, and Chubis van Hoggis, it's Chelik Aleph, Samach Aleph, he therefore says, Lahedya, if you're middle of Shema, you're not only don't you give the Ani Tzedakah, you're actually not allowed to give the Ani Tzedakah, based on this Ritva. And he suggests a solution, how could you? You don't want to lose out on a mitzvah tzedakah. You're waiting all day for this mitzvah tzedakah. What are you going to do? So he suggests what you do is you leave money on the table next to you. Dollars, quarters, whatever it is next to you. And the ani will help himself. And he comes by, and you're just going to ignore him, because you have to ignore him. But the ani will help himself. He'll realize that the dollars are there for his taking, and he'll take a dollar. And they say, Rishlam Zaman Zatzal, Rishlam Zaman Orbach, that's what he used to do. He used to keep the money on the table. And the Aniyim used to help themselves. But he couldn't be mafsik, because Isaac mitzvah is batam in a mitzvah. But like this, other people, the Aniyim, were able to get benefit, they were able to get that tzedakah, and he ended up having the cake and eat it. He was able to do Shema and get the mitzvah tzedakah. So it's a nice patent, it's a nice way out of this problem. But you say it's a problem. If you're middle of Shema, you're not allowed, well, you don't have to, and according to Ritva, you're even now allowed to give tzedakah. What we're talking about till now is the very first pasuk of Shema. The very first pasuk is the mitzvah d'oraisa. What happens if you're middle of the first parsha of Shema, you're middle of the hafta, and that's only a suffix d'oraisa? Because machlokes, if that's part of the d'oraisa, might only be a mitzvah d'rabbanan v'hafta. Maybe d'oraisa, Shema is enough just to say Shema, Baruch Shem, they say you have to say it together with Shema. Okay, so I'll say my Baruch Shem also. But my v'hafta might only be a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So on a suffix d'oraisa, is a suffix d'oraisa enough to part you from another mitzvah? Here you're faced with a nani, which is a vadei deraisa. It's a definite deraisa. You give him tzedakah, you for sure got the deraisa. You for sure makayim a mitzvah in the Torah. Whereas your Shema, the first parsha, is only a suffix. Maybe it's deraisa, maybe not. Will that also give you the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, potum in a mitzvah? The Shagazari in the Tshuva in Lamed Zayin, he takes for granted that no, a suffik deraisa cannot take care of a vade deraisa. And if you're being Isaac in a mitzvah which is only a suffik deraisa, you have no right to use that as to exempt yourself from the next mitzvah. And you would have to stop and give tzedakah. There are many problems, there are many kashas that the Achrayim bring to prove from the Rishayim that even a suffik deraisa will also exempt you from a vade deraisa. We don't have time to go in it now. And the question is, how will we understand it? How does it work? L'chari, the Shagazari is correct. Just because you're being Isaac in a Sufik mitzvah, but how does that take care of a Vadi mitzvah? Him faced with a Vadi mitzvah, I should for sure have to give the tzedakah. You're for sure going to get that mitzvah. Here you don't even know that being Isaac in a mitzvah. So on that, the Achrayim say a beautiful hezba. Beautiful hezba of the Olam. They saw the Gemara. How do we know Isaac ben mitzvah is part of a mitzvah? Where do we know that from? We can't make up that concept. Chazal said, the Gemara in Sukkah, that we learn that from a pasuk. It says, Avolechtecha v'aderech, it has to be leches didoch. When you're going on your way, it has to be, when you're preoccupied on your way, If you're doing something for yourself, you're doing something choyel, you're doing something not a mitzvah, so then you're supposed to say Shema. But if you're doing a leches Shemaim, if you're going on the way of Shemaim, you're performing, you're preoccupied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his mitzvahs, then you'll be potter for mitzvahs. Oisik b'mitzvah, potter mitzvah, because it's not leches tidok, it's not your going, you're not preoccupied on your going, in your own personal life, you're preoccupied with, anyway, with the mitzvah of Hashem. So Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shurim, there's a Divrei Ches, because many Achronim say this type of avart, is that when a Zohan is doing a Safek Mitzvah Daraisa, and he's mechuyif to do even a Safek Mitzvah, Safek Mitzvah Daraisa is Lachmer, Safek Daraisa Lachmer, you have to do it. When someone is being Oisek in a Safek Daraisa, it's true that maybe he's not being Oisek in a Mitzvah at all. It's very possible. He'll come up to Shemaim, we'll realize this wasn't a Mitzvah at all. But right now, when he's saying the first Pasha of Ahavta, that first Pasha of Shema, is he doing it for his personal business, for personal life? Is he going on his own personal way? No, he's still doing it because he's trying to chaparayin, he's trying to get the mitzvah of the Torah. He might not be getting it, it might be that it's not a mitzvah derais, it's only a suffix, but what is he doing? He's still being preoccupied with Hashem. He's being preoccupied with Aleches Shemayim. He's being preoccupied doing something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not doing it for himself. He's not interested in saying V'Avta for himself. He gains nothing from saying V'Avta. It's only he's doing it because Baruch Hashem is an Eved Hashem. He wants to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. He wants to be Mekayim even Safek Mitzvahs. So Mamela, this is still considered not Leches Didoch. You're not occupied in your going. You're being occupied in Leches Shemayim, even if it will turn out that there was no mitzvah. So what? But you're still doing Leches Shemayim. Memela, even a Safek Deraisa has the patur of Isaac B'mitzvah Potam in a mitzvah. Let's take it to a step further. How about Birchus Kriyat Shema? A middle of the bracha of Yetzer Ar. Shet Baruch Hu, middle of Yetzer Ar, middle of Averaba, the Yatziv, any of the Birchus Kriyat Shema. Birchus Kriyat Shema is for sure not a deraisa. It's only a derabbanan. Now when Oni comes to me, it's a deraisa. So l'chai, I should stop my derabbanan. Here I don't even have a chance of being a mekayim a deraisa. There's certainly no deraisa involved in Birchus Kriyat Shema. I should stop to be mekayim my mitzvah deraisa of tzedakah. And this is a machlekes achrayim, prima godim, shuz yanka, the many achrayim involved, where the mitzvah derabbanan also has the p'tur of Isaac b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. Could you say on a mitzvah derabbanan, if I'm preoccupied with the derabbanan, then I could just ignore all mitzvahs deraisas or not? And there's a raya in the Gemara in Sukkah, which is not for now, but there's a raya in the Gemara in Sukkah that yes, even on a mitzvah derabbanan, it patters you from a mitzvah deraisa. And again, we could apply the same lumdis of Rabbi Chanan. Is because when I'm doing a mitzvah derabbanan, again, am I doing it for my own personal gain? Am I doing it for my own personal life? No. So even though it's not a deraisa, but I'm doing it for Hashem. The only reason why I'm doing this mitzvah derabbanan is because the rabbanan told me to do it, and I want to follow all the rabbans. That's what Hashem told me to do. So I'm invited doing it only for Hashem. So I'm invited to preoccupy with leches shemayim. So mamela oisik b'mitzvah we potem in a mitzvah. So it will come out, Rabbi Isai, like these achrayim that oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, even on a mitzvah derabbanan. Once somebody says Baruch Hu and he's davening Birchus Kriyat Shema, he's being Isaac in a mitzvah derabbanon, he should not give tzedakah to anyone who come around. He's being Isaac b'mitzvah, and according to the Ritva, not only doesn't he have to, he's actually also to give tzedakah. Because Isaac b'mitzvah, part of mitzvah, tells you it's also to now do another mitzvah. It's a major chiddush. I mean, you're in shul, and the people are, I don't know what goes on in Pesach, but here it's non-stop. And you would have to stop. You're not supposed to give tzedakah. Again, you have the eitzah of leaving money on the table and let them help themselves. But barring that, for you to actually provide the tzedakah, you'll have a problem with oisik b'mitzah, patam min ha-mitzah. I actually asked Rav Zalman Nechem Yegober Shlita, he's a son-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he's a gadol in his own right, and he told me this lahedya that Birchus Kriyat Shema is also a patur, you should not be giving tzedakah during Birchus Kriyat Shema. Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita told me, b'shem Rav Moshe, told him the same thing, that during Birchus Kriyat Shema you don't give tzedakah. Then I have a chavrusa, a balabas in Lakewood, who actually told me b'shem Rabbi Yankiv that also when you're doing Birchus Kriyat Shema you have a oisik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah and you should not be giving tzedakah. It's a very geshmak. We have our parameters. But they all said that for Psuke de Zimra, there you don't have the Patura Isak b'mitzah, Batum b'mitzah. Even though Avada we are Mechuyev to daven Psuke de Zimra, we're supposed to be davening, we shouldn't skip. It's Shreklach if we skip, it's not a good idea. But nevertheless, it's not on the level of a Chiv de Rabbanan that will enjoy this Patur, this exemption of Isak b'mitzah, Batum b'mitzah. So therefore, if the Anim come during Psuke de Zimra, Adrabi, you have a chiv deraisa, many chiyuvei deraisa to give tzedakah. But if he comes during Birkas Kriyishma, then you should not be giving the tzedakah. Ramosha Shtemberg Shlita in his tshuva even writes that therefore there should be a takon in the shul, that the anim should be educated to know that they should not be coming during Birkas Kriyishma, they shouldn't be staring the ilam during Birkas Kriyishma because they're being oisik b'mitzah, padam in a mitzvah. I just want to be maisif, and this is very important to Yisafa, is that this whole concept to apply Isak b'mitzah, patur min ha-mitzah to davening is only for like people. I'll talk about myself. I'm not such a Baal Kishrin. I have problems having kavon on my davening. So if I'm trying to daven and an ani there and I'm going to try to give him tzedakah, it's going to shter my kavona. So I'm being Isak b'mitzah, patur min ha-mitzah. But Taisis says that this kind of Isak b'mitzah, patur min ha-mitzah doesn't apply if you could do both. If you're capable of doing both, like I said, because you're wearing tefillin, so therefore you're being oitzik in a mitzvah, you don't have to ever give any other mitzvah. Of course not, you could do both. It doesn't shter your tefillin. You could shake a lulav while you're staring your tefillin, while you're wearing your tefillin. It doesn't shter. So Mamela, you see, there are, Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of Balei Kishon around. I see some people know how to do sign language during Birkas Kriyishma. The new generation, Mamish, they're really Balei Kishon. They're multitask. They could really do. I see they can text during Birkas Kriyishma. These people who are Mamish very capable, they're big Balei Kishon. They're like Rav Chaim Moisi, who was able to write two tshuvas at the same time. Those type of people don't have the Ptura Isak b'mitzah, Patur min ha-mitzah. So they, according to Taisa, would be Mechuyev to give tzedakah. But Weiss, Moshe Sternberg is like me, not such a Baal Kishon Weiss. He also felt that he can't do both. If he's trying to have kavaning in davening, he wasn't able to also do tzedakah, and especially ask for change. You know, he has a 20, I want 19 back. It's very difficult to do while you're davening. Memeila, for the people who are not such Baal Kishon, yes, you should not be giving tzedakah. So I guess the Rav of the Shul, I guess it's up to him to decide if the people in the Shul are Baal Kishon or not. If they're Baal Kishon, then he should let the Aniyim in. If they're not such Baal Kishon, then he should tell the Aniyim that if the Baruch Hu, they shouldn't come in.
Does that apply to giving tzedakah to pushkas? I mean, this you're talking about an Ani who comes collecting, but it's still a hefsik in the mitzvah that you're involved in. Some people are like, oh, let me give tzedakah to a pushka. Is that the same thing?
Well, to give tzedakah to pushka is also a hefsek. Right now, when you're reaching into your pocket to know what to do, I don't know how you concentrate on... I'm only talking for myself. I can concentrate on the words while I'm taking out my wallet, taking out money, and deciding what to give to the pushka.
So again, so if you're involved in the mitzvah, like we're talking about, in terms of, you know, the raisa or some of the raisa...
Right, correct. You wouldn't give to a pushka. And not only that, I'll go even a step further.
But the Indian of, like, it says, like, you should give tzedakah before you daven.
So would you give a tzedakah during Vayavarak David? That's during Psukah Zezimra that you're allowed to do. But not during Birkas Kriyishma. And I'll tell you that the pushka is, you don't even have the lav by a pushka. See, an ani comes to you, you have to give the ani something. Whatever it is, a quarter. You got to give him something. Chaim Knievsky says it doesn't have to be a Shavar Pruta, but you got to give him something. It says in the Resh Mem Tes, Ayoshav Dach Nichlam, you're not allowed to embarrass him and insult him. But you have to give him something. If you don't give him anything, then you're over the rices. That's a problem. But a pushka on the table, who's not talking to me, is not asking me for money, so I'm not over if I don't give money. If I give money, so I'm a kaimer mitzvah deraisa, but I won't have the lavim involved. So actually, to the pushka, it's even easier to get around not to give to the pushkas, because you don't have the lavim. It's only an essay.
Does it add a factor where some of the aniyim, it could be a suffix aniyim, because we don't necessarily have, so that could add a layer of latitude if you're really pressed.
Exactly. I agree with that. I mean, it says that you have to be careful not to exercise this all the time because you end up never giving tzedakah. There was a famous story with the Divrei Chaim. He once called in a big gvir in town, who the gvir, let's just say, wasn't so generous in giving tzedakah. And the Divrei Chaim told him like this. He says, I'll tell the difference between you and me. He says, you, if there are 1,000 anim in the city collecting tzedakah, you won't give to anyone because you always suspect that maybe one of them is pulling your leg. He says, by me, it's just the opposite. If there are 1,000 people collecting, I'll make sure to give all 1,000. Maybe one of them is legit. Maybe one is legitimate. I could get a mitzvah. Could I to give 1,000 times? Maybe I'll chaperai the mitzvah tzedakah once. That's the difference between me and you. So it's not, it gives you a little more latitude, but it shouldn't be, it's not the right philosophy. Hashkof is not to exercise that too often. Who goes first?
You stated earlier the premise that a mitzvah that's for men only is weaker necessarily than a mitzvah that would be for both men and women. Is this necessarily true? For instance, if you take the mitzvah of learning Torah, which applies to men only, essentially.
Fine.
Are you going to say that learning Torah is a weak mitzvah and that
okay, so first,
stronger
fine.
Mitzvahs than that?
Okay, so first of all, this concept that it's a weaker mitzvah, I didn't chulila mean it's weak. Shema is very chash of a mitzvah. What I meant weak is it's not on the same level of a mitzvah shava b'kol. However, having said that, we proved already from Tosfos that that's really not a distinction.
Right. So I'm just saying that I wanted to raise my hand at that time.
Okay, but now how do we apply it to learning? So let's talk about learning once you raise the topic. I was contemplating whether to say it, but it's min hashamayim, so let's address it. The concept of Isaac mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, applies to every single mitzvah, except for one, and that's limud haTorah. If a person's in the middle of learning, and the ani comes, yes, you have a chiv to stop your learning to give tzedakah. The concept of Isaac mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, does not apply to limud haTorah. Why not? It's a fush in the Gemara, but why not? But limud haTorah is also a mitzvah. I'm a preoccupied on the mitzvah.
You have to learn in order to do, and doing is giving tzedakah.
Good. What else? So you just said two words. I'll get to it. Right. So now we know that the Gemara says. The question is, what's the reasoning? I want to ask a mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah. So let's talk about. Yeah. Sorry. Shoteach.
You're always supposed to be learning time.
Right.
So that's spread out over time. But the time to give tzedakah, maybe once a day, or whatever you say, ani.
Okay, so let's bring this out. There's a Meiri. The Meiri says in Maikot and Tesam Abayis and then Shabbos and Daftes, quotes the Yishami, but the Meiri says that what's the point of learning Torah? Avad, it's a chosh of a mitzvah. It's the most, perhaps, fundamental mitzvah that Klai Yisrael has. It's our connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom himself. Right? This is our dveikus. This is how we cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the goal of limud haTorah is to apply the Torah. If someone chulila learns Amnash Loi Lasais, chulila, that would be terrible, right? The goal of Torah is to apply it. The goal is to know what to do and to apply it. So how could it be, Zakti Meiri, that when you're learning Torah, you're not going to do a mitzvah? Every mitzvah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Every mitzvah is a standalone mitzvah. Lulav is lulav, sheifa is sheifa, tzedakah is tzedakah, hashav is aveda is hashav is aveda. Torah is not just a standalone. Torah is to get me to that next step. So you can't have a mutually exclusive. You can't say, well, I'm doing Torah, so I can't do the next mitzvah. That's not the point of Torah. The point of Torah is yet to do the next mitzvah. So Torah cannot, it's an exception to the rule, cannot exempt you from the next mitzvah. That's one svara. Let me give you another svara. That's one svara that you mentioned. Another svara is the Birkei Yosef in Archaim Lamed Ches. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it in Tav Mem Dalet as well. That learning Torah is a mitzvah every single second. If there would be such a halacha that when you're Isaac with mitzvah, part of the minutes when you're learning Torah, so you could just take the Torah and throw it out the window, chulila. You'll never do anything. You're always learning Torah. Now they say, oh, a famous story about the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin. There's a halacha that when it's lightning and thunder outside, we make a special bracha. The Goyin was bothered by, he never understood how Chazal could be misak in such a bracha. He said, it doesn't seem, when is it applicable? He says, if you're learning, so you didn't see the lightning, you won't hear the thunder. And now you're in the bathroom, and you can't be learning, so you now make the bracha. Because the bracha has to be right to Chedediv, has to be within 3 seconds. He didn't understand how could Chazal be misak in such a bracha. Learning is constant. So if there'll be such a halacha, that when you learning you'd be part of other mitzvahs, so Isaac mitzvah batim in a mitzvah, so then you never be able to be kind of any mitzvahs. So how could the Torah give another 612 mitzvahs? Must be that this is an exception to the rule, that when you have to learn Torah, but you're still supposed to be mafsik to do other mitzvahs.
By the first part, how do you learn this one? If the whole purpose of learning is so you can do, how do you learn this one?
We're not saying the whole purpose is. We're saying the primary purpose is to be Dovak Bashem, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be his Eved, and to be Mekayim his Mitzvah. To know what his Ratzon is, to know what he wants. I want to be in sync with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I want to know him. I want to get to be one with him. That's through the Torah. That is to know his mitzvahs and to perform his mitzvahs. That is how we, mahu rachum ata af ata rachum. That's how we get closer to Hashem. Since that's a primary goal of other, that's also lishma. The lishma is, I want to get to be one with Hashem. I want to know what to do. That is also lishma. It's not a stira. Avada, there's an inyan to learn Torah, even shaloya manas, even the parts of Torah that are not negela maisa, let's say kachim, b'meri yibana abayis, but as now, it's not negela maisa, still there's a mitzvah to learn, of course. But the primary goal is to know and to apply what the Torah says. So how could it be that I'm faced now to apply, the opportunity to apply, and I won't apply it, I have a tzedakah, and I could apply it? No, I'm not going to apply it because I'm learning. Learning can't take care of the application, because the learning is supposed to bring you to the application. Exactly. That's when I'm going to get there to go to the shi'ah, I'm being oisik in the mitzvah mechano, so in the chenami, I'm part of the mitzvah. But the learning, it's a chidah, but the learning itself will not pop you from another mitzvah. Let me just be moisif. There are times that when you're learning, you're not supposed to stop. And that is, if the mitzvah could be efshe la'asei saidei achem, if the mitzvah could be performed by others. If there's a levaya and other people could take care of the levaya, then I don't have to stop learning. If there's someone knocking on the door for tzedakah, my wife or my kids could take care of it, I don't have to stop my learning. So my wife could take care of it. Now it's not a mitzvah that's my obligation per se, it's not only my wife could take care of it, so then I should keep on learning. Why should I stop learning for? But if it's something that I have to attend to, then yes, I would have to stop learning to go to do it. I just want to be moisiv. I'm not sure, and I haven't found a raya to this, that we're talking about limud ha-Torah, your own learning. But what happens if you're teaching Torah? You're learning with your son. And now you're teaching Torah, that's a different mitzvah, lalamed. That I'm not sure if then will say that you're not part of Oisek B'mitzvah. Maybe then, yes, that will be like every other mitzvah in the Torah, that Oisek B'mitzvah part of a mitzvah. Because that's a different objective. My objective to Lama is that he should know Torah. If that's my objective, so then maybe it will be like every other mitzvah that Oisek B'mitzvah part of a mitzvah. Maybe no, maybe it's like Limud HaTorah. I haven't found a raya either way how to understand being Melame Torah.
Is it teaching Torah like learning it yourself when you're teaching it?
Avada, it's even more kosher than learning it. But the goal is that my Talmud should understand the Torah. So it's a different goal. It's not that I should learn the Torah and apply it. It's that my Talmud should learn the Torah and apply it. Maybe my Talmud would have to stop learning to give the tzedakah, but I'm busy teaching him. Maybe I don't have to stop. I'm not sure.
That's what I was going to say. If you're teaching the Torah like to your son, one of the things that you're teaching him is how to apply it. So if somebody comes, you gotta stop.
So I would tell him that he has to stop. I would teach him that he has to stop and give tzedakah. Only thing is that if he stops and then I'm stopping, then maybe. All right.
That'd be the nafkamin and the two terutzim, because according to the other teretz, that it applies every moment of the day. You don't have a chiyuv to teach your son every moment.
L'chayra, we can go with each svara. We can go. There are actually more svaras. There's a svara of the Chazan Yecheskel who says, it's a chiddush. He holds that limud ha-Torah is different because limud ha-Torah, every word that you say is another mitzvah. So he says, it's a chiddush, that you're never being oisik b'mitzvah. Why? Because once you finish this word and you didn't start the next word, so you're now in the middle of the mitzvah, you took a pause. I finished the first mitzvah and I didn't start the second one. So then I don't have the Ptura I think of mitzvah on the minutes. I don't believe it's correct. It's a nice chiddush, but I don't believe it's correct because my first word leads to the next word. It's all hachana. We find that even hochei regel, right? I'm going there, I'm making my hachanas, I'm trying to prepare to it. That's also considered oitzvah mitzvah. The Zaran who says that people who are Nebuch, the Chever Kadisha, they're burying somebody and they're digging a grave and they have to take a break because they're knocked out from the digging. They're still being oisik v'mitzvah while they rest because that gets them to be able to dig the next minute. So they're always being oisik v'mitzvah patum in a mitzvah. Sorry? I can't hear what?
David the Melech never would have died according to this story.
Right, correct. Exactly, right. If he would be right, that you bring me a raya. You bring me a raya that that's considered being oisik kaseder in learning. That was because he had a hefsik, if I can. You see, David Melech was talking constantly. Why couldn't the Malach get him in between the words? Because that's one big mitzvah lima. When he fell off the step, and then that was a hefsik, so that wasn't a hachonif. He didn't need to fall off the step to say the next word. So that was a hefsik, so then the Malach was able to get him.
Two questions. One just for closure. What about if an ani comes in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz during Tachnun or during Kaddish?
Yeah, so during Chazaras HaShatz, yes, you would, even though you have to listen to every word and you can't be mafsik, but that you don't have the Ptur Aitzik B'mitzvah Tamina, so you would have to give Tzedakah then, and during Tachnun as well. There's a Mishabru who says that during Kriyas HaTorah, he says that Anim should not be Mesevev, they should not be going around during Kriyas HaTorah, because when they go around, they're being mafsik to people from hearing Kriyas HaTorah. So Mishabru paskins that they should be stopped, that Anim should not be going around during Kriyas HaTorah. But Chazaras HaShatz, yeah, that's the time you could give. Again, don't talk, don't ask for change.
In the middle of Kaddish
also. In the middle of Yesh Mei Rabbah, I don't know, but in the middle of Kaddish, you listen to the Kaddish and you give the tzedakah.
That, the second thing, I think the David Amel thing, you said if it's Efshar L'Asoshtem, like the guy who's got an Aveda in his house and he's waiting, you know, to find the Baalim, so he's not Patr that time.
Correct.
Because he can do both. So
right.
If a person is Mavsik, if the Chever Kadisha is taking a rest and Oni came up and asked them.
Right, so you're right. So you're asking very good. That, like I said, that's a Ran. And the Ran really argues with Tosis. And the Ran holds that Isaac Mitzvah to Mitzvah is even when you could do both of them. I was only until now doing Tosis. What does the Ran do with Tosis? He's asking an excellent kasha. What does the Ran do with Tosis kasha? If guy's wearing tefillin, he doesn't. Guy has an aved in his house. The Ran says it's not someone who's minkayim a mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. Not if you're fulfilling the mitzvah, you have to be oisik mitzvah, you have to be preoccupied with the mitzvah. Wearing tefillin, you're preoccupied. Right, so I'm preoccupied with the burial, so that's the Ran's chiddush. Okay, it's two shittas.
So they don't have enough energy to, or they're just focused?
What's the Ran? He needs to rest right now to have the energy, so therefore he's being oisik, and the Ran holds that you're being preoccupied in burying now. And as long as you're preoccupied, even though you could do the other one at the same time, he still holds that there's a Ptur. Not like Tosis. Tosis, the Rosh, and Rabbeinu Yerucham hold one way, and there's a Ran, Arzarua, Gaiz Ashri hold the other way. The Ramah maybe is mashma like in Lam Ches, like the Ran. It's Kabir Halacha, it's close. All right, fine. Rabbi Yisai, Tein Lekachem V'yakamoid, it's a Geshmaka thing. Now you opens up your mind how to apply it. Like, what are we doing? Just want to say a Dvar Agadah. Next week is Shavuos, Kabbalas HaTorah. The Inyan of Kabbalas HaTorah. Many facets to Kabbalas HaTorah. The Am HaNivcha, we were chosen people because of the Torah. We have a connection with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's the happiest thing, it's the most cherished thing we could ever possibly imagine for. I just want to focus on one part of Kabbalas HaTorah. I could bring you out with a question, even though the question is not such a strong question. But we know that Avraham Avinu was kaim all the mitzvahs of the Torah even before the Torah was given. So did Avraham Avinu need the Torah? Did he gain anything from Kabbalah's Torah? If the others passed it down to the Shvatim, it's a shaila amongst the Paiskim, the Mefarshim, if the Shvatim also kept all the mitzvahs, but let's say they did. If we always kept all the mitzvahs of Torah, so did we? Where did we gain in Kabbalah's HaTorah? We could have done it. We knew it. We had a Messiah from Avraham Avinu. So then, what did then we need the Torah for? I know it's not such a strong question, but I just want to bring out one facet. And that is a concept in Chazal. The Gemara says, in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says, Gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisa mimisha einu mitzvah v'oisa. It is more important, it is greater to be a mitzvah v'oisa, to be commanded and to perform the mitzvahs, than to perform the mitzvahs without a command. What Chazal, and what the Shvatim, and what we kept in Mitzrayim, all the mitzvahs, we were on the level of an einu mitzvah. We were not mechuyev to do it. We were not obligated to do it. So we were only in the level of an einu mitzvah v'oisa. The second we had the Torah, we are now a mitzvah v'oisa. Now we're commanded to do it, and we're fulfilling our command. It's a gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisa, yesa memisha einu mitzvah v'oisa. It's greater, it's a greater kima mitzvah. It's a greater... the many levels, and there are many reasons why it's gadol, and I would like to focus today on two reasons why it's gadol, and we could really apply it in our everyday life. So now, avodas Hashem, what it means to be a mitzvah v'oisa. The first pshat is obviously Taisus on the page. Yes, why is it gadol? In fact, one of the Moraim even had a havamina that it wouldn't it be greater. When you're in a mitzvah v'oisa, I'm not commanded to do it, and I'm nevertheless doing it. So I'm showing that I really want to do the mitzvah Hashem. Isn't that greater than when I have to do it? If my kid gets me a cup of coffee without asking, I come home from davening, he brings me a cup, he cares for me. If I tell the kid to bring the cup, okay, he's listening to me, fine, but I don't see that he really, mamish, has me on his mind, that he really cares for me. Shouldn't it be fakir? And a mitzvah should be gadol, and any mitzvah should be greater. Zaktaisis, a yesod we have to live with. There's one fundamental difference between a mitzvah and an eina mitzvah. An eina mitzvah does things voluntarily. He could opt in, he could opt out. Even if he opted in, he didn't have to do it. He's not worried about it. But a mitzvah v'oisa, he's thinking about it all the time. I have to daven with a midyid. I gotta learn. I have to do chesed. I have to give the aniyim. I better make sure I have money in my pocket to bring to shul today. He's thinking about it. He's being a doyeg. He's worried about how he's going to fulfill Hashem's mitzvahs. And he's greater for that doyeg. He's greater for the daiga that he has, for the anguish and the concern and the fear. And what we call a chared ledvar Hashem, the term charedim comes from the word chared ledvar. He's so concerned, that fear that he has for the mitzvahs of Hashem, that's what makes him greater. You could have two people, both mekayim all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and one has that Yerushimayim, one has the fear, and one doesn't. The one who has the fear is so much greater. Gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisa, yesod mimishein ha-mitzvah v'oisa. Even us who are mitzvah v'oisa, we have different levels. How scared are we that we're going to miss minyan? Some people will arrange their vacation around the minyan. Some people will try to see if it fits into their vacation. Some people will, I'm on vacation, forget the minyan. Right? You have different levels, right? Learning with mechavrusa. How important is it for me to learn with mechavrusa? Do I rearrange a trip? Do I rearrange my business schedule around it? There's an important call. There's an important meeting I need to have. Do I make sure that I'll be able to get it? There was someone who was a chavrusa Rav Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal. They say he had a chavrusa with Rav Shmuel. When he was far away in a business, he used to take a helicopter. He had no way to make it by a car. He used to take a helicopter not to miss his chavrusa shop with Rav Shmuel. He needed that. How nervous, how important it is for the person to make that mitzvah. That's the gadol. Gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisa, yesa memisha einu mitzvah v'oisa.
Seems that we're mixing two ideas. And one is dedication to a mitzvah, and the other is mastery. In other words, when someone is a master of something, and he doesn't have to be thinking about it all the time. In the world, we generally value masters greater then people have to work at something. And we seem to be combining both of these ideas of dedication and someone who has to work at it. It's not necessarily the same thing.
Maybe dedication will lead to mastery, but the goal is the dedication.
In other words, the person who, without thinking about it, is going to show up on time, is going to learn, is going to do all those things.
Those people
should be valuing those people higher, and it seems the way you're saying it is that we should value higher the people have to work.
He'll only be valued higher if he trained himself. If he become like an Avraham Avinu who trained himself, that he was shaylit, he mastered over all his Avaram, all his limbs and his, right, that's Ramach Avaram, that's why he added the hate to his name. So then he'll get schar for that too. But if a person had that innate born teva,
yeah, people who get there.
So it's very nice, but he also has his challenges. Yeah. His challenges won't be to come on time. That won't be one of his challenges in life. He didn't have that nesoyin in life. But he'll have his other challenges about a business deal. He'll have his other challenges. How much does he value chesed? How much does he value shalom bayis? How much does he value things? How much is he willing to invest? How scared is he about it? That's the... What is his on his mind? They say over Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, that every time before he walked into his house, he used to straighten out his tie. He's going in to be makabel p'nei shechina. He's going into... His wife's inside the house. He took that mitzvah as a mitzvah. When I shake lulav, he goes to do shalom bayis. It's a mitzvah. He invested in it. How nervous is he on being mekayim mitzvahs? That charad ledvar Hashem, that's what makes a person gadol.
The principle says that kotzen gadol via, maybe that's the bracha we have to say. Then it should be gadol on the two voices.
Maybe. An economic, maybe. Kepshuta, that's anyway the bracha. We want him to be a gadol, be a bar mitzvah, that it should be a mitzvah of voice. But an economy, maybe. All right.
Your
second reason.
Is there any lesson or precedent to learn from Avraham Avinu asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait to go do a mitzvah or not because he wasn't Mesuyah? You know, applying it back to Sadaka.
Oh, so Grada, there is a story where I was running out of time here, so maybe we'll discuss it afterwards. But yes, by the whole shail about Achnas Zorchim, how is he allowed to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do Achnas Zorchim? I was being Isaac ben mitzvah of being Makabu Pnei Shechina. So that's they talk about it. Shlomo Hyman talked about it. There are people who bother with discussion.
If you also do mitzvah and you part of the mitzvah, right? And you did that other mitzvah, you consider
mitzvah
also at that time or not?
You're an enemy of a because you are part of the second mitzvah. Ad kadei kach we said the divorce says that since you're like an enemy of that second mitzvah, so if you do it even over nisa, because you're stopping a mitzvah dika mitzvah to now do an enemy mitzvah dika mitzvah because you're a mitzvah part of a mitzvah. All right, let's go. I want to share with the Elam a deeper pshat, but a different perspective on why someone is gadol mitzvah vayis yetz mishen and mitzvah. Do I have like 5 minutes?
Yeah, go as much as you want.
All right, fine. Because this is a beautiful pshat. It's a beautiful havana in our whole avodas Hashem. There's a mishnah, a well-known mishnah in Avos, Pirkei Avos, the beginning of Perek Beis. Hevizar b'mitzvah kala kibachamura. A person should be careful to keep even the slightest mitzvah, just like he'll perform the most stringent mitzvah. Havizor b'mitzvah kalav kibachamura. Why? She'ein ata yadeya matan scharin shal mitzvahs. Because you don't know, you cannot know, the matan schar of mitzvahs. You cannot know how valuable, what schar is awaiting for you, what reward you're going to have for any mitzvah. That's a mishnah. The many, many questions on this Mishnah. The obvious question, just take a Mishnah apart, the words don't read. Should be careful to keep a easy mitzvah or a light mitzvah, a small mitzvah, like a stringent mitzvah. Because you don't know the scar of the mitzvahs. Well, if I don't know the scar of the mitzvahs, and I know which one is more important, so then how do you know which is the kala, which is the chamura? How did the mitzvah start? As if there's a given. This is a easy mitzvah, this is a... not such an important mitzvah, and this is an important mitzvah, but still keep the not such an important mitzvah because you don't know the sky. Well, if I don't know the sky, so what makes one mitzvah more important than the other? And I'll say it the other way, and to the extent I understand that this mitzvah is not as important as the other mitzvah, so it's true, I don't know the sky of mitzvahs. The malachim don't even know the sky of mitzvahs. Only Hashem knows the sky of mitzvahs. But I could deduce, if this is not so important, and the sky is multiplied by trillion, That's my schar. Well, if this is a more important mitzvah, then let's multiply that by a trillion. I mean, you don't have to be a mathematician. You can figure out that the more important mitzvah is going to get more schar than the less important mitzvah. So who cares? I don't know the schar. You're right. I don't know the multiple. I don't know how much schar Hashem's giving me for every mitzvah. But I do know the more important mitzvah will cash in more reward than less important mitzvah. So what's going on? What's pshat in the Mishnah? Many other questions on this Mishnah. The wording in the Mishnah. What's going on? I want to share with you an amazing pshat. Deres Eliyahu, it's a Vilna Gaon, it's in brackets, it might be the Magi and the Vilna Gaon, in Divrei Yomim, the end of Divrei Yomim, I think it's in Perek Tes Zayin, Perek Tes Zav, it's Perek Tes Zav, Pasek Zayin, the Vilna Gaon says like this, an amazing pshat. And the Malbim really brings it actually twice, he brings it in Vayikri, he brings it on Rus, brings it a couple of places, an amazing pshat. In the Hebrew, there's a word called pu'ula, an action, a job, and then there's a word called schar, a salary. Schiris is an employed, a salary employer, employee. It's the salary and there's a job. Let me break it out. There's a concept in Hebrew called a kablin and a sachir. In modern day terms, what it would mean, I could ask you, I could hire you to provide a service. I have a cavity. You're a dentist. Fill my cavity. I'm not paying you by time. I'm paying you for the objective. I need my cavity filled. If it takes you a minute, I pay you the same 60, 70, 80, whatever the dollars it is. If it takes you an hour, you get the same pay. No matter how long it takes you, you're not being paid for your time. You're being paid for the job. You're being paid, you're a kavlam, you're a service provider, a doctor, whatever it is. You're being paid for the visit, whether it takes you a minute or 10 minutes. Then you could have a worker who's a salaried employee. You punch in the clock, 8 hours a day, whatever the work week is, part-time, full-time, I'm being paid by the hour. I work for my boss. Sometimes he has work for me. Sometimes there's a lull in the economy. There's nothing to do, so I twiddle my thumbs. Maybe I take out a Masiyas Yisharim. I learn a little bit. My boss allows me to do that. I'm getting paid. I'm on salary. I'm there for my time. I get paid whether I do work, I don't do work. The first is a pu'ula, is a job that I performed. The second is a schiris. I get paid for salary for the time involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'rov rachma v'rov chasdoi, pays us a double wage. He gives us two different wages. One is for the job performed. Every time I shake a lulav, bingo, I did a job. He wants me to shake the lulav, I shook. He wants me to learn Torah, I learned. He wants me to do chesed, I did. He wants me to have shalom bayis, I had. Every time I say a nice thing to my wife, hey, I got a point. I just cashed in. I did my job. So that's getting paid for the job. But let's say I'm sleeping, or let's say I'm reading the newspaper, really not doing anything productive. I'm not doing any mitzvahs, right? So that's it. Clock stopped. I'm not performing anything. The doctor's on vacation. He doesn't make money. So it's a problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides giving you for every job you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives you for the schiris. You're on call. You're hired. You're a resident Eved Hashem. I have a resident lawyer. He's on salary. Sometimes I call him, sometimes I don't. He gets his etzara, resident accountant, bookkeeper, whatever it is. He just has to make sure that my business is up and running and it's performing well. He gets paid because he's on call. He's providing, the service that he provides is his time, that he's constantly there for me. He's an Eved Hashem. He says it's poshet, just like there's a melech, who when he has a good worker, besides giving him a pay for everything he does for the melech, not only that, at the end of the term, he'll give him a bonus. And that bonus we'll give him is a pay for being the Eved Hashem, for being the Eved HaMelech, just like a king does it, well, certainly Hashem will do it. For being on call, you makabel the Torah, you told Hashem, I'm ready to be on call, 613 mitzvahs, 24-7. That's it. You're going to now get reward 24-7 for being on call. Whether you did the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah came your way, it didn't come your way. Now, obviously, if it came your way and you didn't do it, then you're a battling and you're not on call. But if you carry through and you're showing your devotion to Hashem and you're showing that you're on call and you're going to perform whenever mitzvah comes your way, so then you're going to get that schar for your whole life. And that schar, Rabbi Yisai, is worth so much more than the schar for any individual mitzvah. First of all, it's constant. Second of all, it has to do with the nediva slave, the how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is generous. Right? If I want to go, I work for an employer. He gives me a bonus at the end of the year. Some employers are not so generous, so give me a little bonus. You have a generous employee, gives a big bonus. You have a mamish, a massive generous employee, gives a really big bonus. Well, Hashem is beyond our conception how massive he is in his generosity. That bonus that he's going to give, you can't even fathom. You can't even imagine the matan schar of the mitzvah. So Yizak the Goyin, that's why it's called matan schar. Matan normally means a matona, a gift. It's a gift, but it's schar. Is it a wage or it's a gift? It's a gift, because I'm getting paid anyway for every mitzvah that I do. This extra pay is just a gift Hashem's giving me. Yizak the Mishnah. You better be careful on a mitzvah kala, on an important mitzvah, just like an important mitzvah. Why? Of course this mitzvah is more important. And of course the schar that you're going to get for performing that second mitzvah is more important than the first mitzvah. But if somebody's on call, if someone is a devoted eved, then he got to perform everything that Melech wants him to perform. Everything the Melech sends his way, he got to do it. He can't do it voluntarily. Well, I'll pick and choose. This one, yeah. This one, you know, Hashem, send it to someone else. I don't want to get my hands dirty on this one. Then you're not a devoted Eved. Havizah b'mitzvah kala, you better be careful to do every single mitzvah that comes your way, even if it's kala, because you can't even fathom matan scharin shal mitzvah, the great generous gift of reward that Hashem has to give you for being on call. But if you blow the mitzvah kala, you just blew your on call. You weren't on call. So now you're going to mess up your whole life's worth of on call. You're not such a dedicated Eved. I'd rather have that Eved. That Masharis make sure to get everything done. You pick and choose. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. You're not such a good Eved. I'm not giving you a bonus. Or if I give you a little bonus, you're not getting the bonus that that guy's getting. It's a whole different concept, and that's why the Mishnah says, the schar that you get for your pu'ula v'ada we know, but the schar that you get, the matan schar for being on call, for the time involved, that you can't even fathom. Rabbi Yisai, if that's the case, then now we could have a greater appreciation. What does it mean? Godala mitzvah v'isa, yesem mimishin mitzvah v'isa. Someone who's a mitzvah v'isa, he was hired. Hashem gave him the Torah, Baruch Hashem, I'm hired. 24-7, I'm there for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I can't wait, that's schar. And then a mitzvah v'isa, yeah, the lulav comes my way, I'll do it, very nice. And then the shayfa comes my way, I'll do it. And the shalom bayis comes my way, I'll do that too. But in between, I'm not hired. I don't have to do anything. So I'm not on call. I'm losing out that matan scharan shal mitzvah. In v'iyata yedei, you can't even fathom the matan schar shal mitzvah. Gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisa, yaisa m'misha enu mitzvah v'oisa. Let's just understand it a bit deeper. What makes that gadol? What makes a mitzvah v'oisa gadol? His kabbalah. To the extent he's being makabal his job. You give me this job, I take it gladly. To the extent I'm a kabbal the job, that's the extent I'm going to get that schar. That's the extent I'm going to be worthy for that bonus. The more I am on call, the more I'm willing to be on call, the more I'm chalishing to be on call, that's the greater my bonus is going to be. It's totally with your kabbalah's ha-Torah. The more you're being makabal the Torah, then the more you're going to get that man's schar, the more the bonus you're going to have. Let me just finish up and then we'll take... I want to finish up with, he touches up a pasuk in Rus. Mavel al Arayim. We read this Rus every year, Shavuos. Just goes over our heads. Unbelievable. Rus was a Geyiris. She just joined Klal Yisrael, the ranks of Klal Yisrael. Boyaz, the God al Adar, tells Rus, Bavusta pasuk, Yishalem Hashem Pa'alech. Hashem should pay you Pa'alech for your actions. And your reward should be whole. Me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael, from Hashem Elokei Yisrael, why? Asher ba'os lach seis tachas k'nova, because you came and you went under the wings of Hashem. What is this double lashon? Yishalem Hashem pa'aleich, your pu'ula should be paid for, Your action should be paid for. And your schar should be whole. What's schar and what's pu'ula? The actions and your pay. What is that? Zok, the Adaras Aliyah in the Melbourne says the same thing. Because it's this concept. Rus just joined Klal Yisrael. Every time she does a mitzvah now, she's a mitzvah v'vaisa. Every time she does a mitzvah, she's going to get schar. She's going to get a payment for her pu'ula, for her action that she did. Yishalem Hashem Polek. Hashem will pay you for your jobs that you are performing. Yishalem Hashem Polek. But not only that, now that you joined the ranks of Klal Yisrael, 24-7 you're on call. 24-7 you're an Eved Hashem. You can't wait to do his mitzvahs. You're challenging to do his mitzvahs. That schar, that pay, that salary that you're going to get for a lifetime of being on call, should be shleima mim Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Why does Rus need that special bracha? Rus, as we know, wasn't born a Jew. She came in later on in life. So when did she become a resident employee of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When did she go on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's books to become a salaried employee? When she became a Geiris. What's going to be for all those years that she was a guy, that she wasn't on call? What's going to be then? Zag Bayaz. Bayaz tells Rus, Usim Askutech Shleima. You should have a Shleima, a whole reward. You should be considered that you were on call from the day you were born, even though you weren't. Why? Why should you get that? Because I see you, Mesiris Nefesh, Hashem Ba'az Takas Kanfei Hashchina, because you voluntarily accepted to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael. You voluntarily wanted to be that Eved Hashem. You are chalishing because of that Kabbalah that you just displayed. That Kabbalah that you had. Everything's in the Kabbalah. You accepted that Eved Hashem. You're an amazing Eved Hashem. You're an amazing employee, an amazing Sarf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, see Maskutech Shleimo, Mim Hashem Elokei Yisrael. You should get accounted for a whole schar even from the time you were born. Because you're showing that you're chalishing to take on the Kabbalah Satayra. Rabbi say that is the inyan of Kabbalah Satayra. Mitzvah Vaisa, I'm chalishing to be a Mitzvah Vaisa. I'm ecstatic to be a Mitzvah Vaisa. I can't wait for Hashem to send me mitzvahs. I'm on call. And with that, we're Zoycha Baskutek Shleim. For that, we're Zoycha to be that Eved Hashem, to wait for that schar, which is Yata Yodea. You can't even fathom, you can't even imagine what matan schar you're going to get for being that Eved Hashem, for being that devoted, gifted work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that bonus that's awaiting, that's a true mitzvah vaisa. So Rabbi said, when we mikabel the Torah once again, this Shavuos, every Shavuos, it's another Shefa. It's not just a historic event. We're celebrating an anniversary. Every Shavuos, Chazal say, is another Kabbalah Zatara. That Shefa that we have, it's an auspicious time. Right now we've been mekabel the Torah to be in Chored L'Dvar Hashem. We care about the Rebbe. We're scared about his mitzvahs. We're chalishing to do his mitzvahs. And we want to be that Eved Hashem. And for that we should be Zeicha, to be David by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have that Maskutek Shleimo, Mim Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Thank you for listening.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.